Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so darn very loved and sexy people. Hi, I'm back in LA. It's raining. Oh my gosh, rain, go away. Dee Dee wants to come out and play. I am actually going to a read through for a film today, so that's on the docket. And I've got some pretty interesting stuff to bring to you today. So I want to jump right in. All of a sudden, dark energy is up. People are calling in still with the Christmas privates, and bringing up dark energy occasionally. And then I had a friend ask me about dark energy, and then I saw a show about dark energy, and I went, okay, that's all I need, really. When they hit me with it, like coming from all places. So I want to walk you through what the channel told me about dark energy, evil energy, you know, the devil energy, any way you want to explain it. People trying to get you energy. Okay. The first rule, which is a scientific rule, is everything is energy. It's just energy, pure, not defined energy. That energy can be directed or not directed, and therefore still directed, in various and sundry ways. That energy can be directed toward hate. It can be directed toward love. But it starts out as the same pure energy. So there is no such thing as dark energy. There is energy that people like Hitler took and directed that energy toward the darkness, toward away from love. Okay? So energy only becomes dark energy when it's directed through anger, fear, the feeling of that you have no control, which is also really up right now. All that energy, all energy, is looking for a way to get back to being pure energy so it can be directed again or redirected again. And how does energy do that? It, through direction, transforms itself back into pure energy, knowing then that it can decide how it wants to express itself again. Now, remember that the core of this work is, as you believe, it will be directed. It will be given to you, as you believe. So there is no, in quotes, reality. There are only the realities that we create through our thoughts, our focuses, our perceptions. So if we choose to believe in dark energy, we are directing ourselves to experience more dark energy in whatever way our little imaginations, okay, can create it, play with it. So I would suggest that you choose to believe in energy and your power to direct it toward the light, toward love, toward what you want. Because whatever you decide to do with your energy, that is the electrical signal that goes out to the universe and to all dimensions, which gets bounced back to you. So my belief in dark energy will be returned to me and mirrored back to me because that's the signal I sent out. They would like us very much to balance all energy in all and for all dimensions, directing it toward the light, back to the light, to be turned into light, to choose to serve as love. So that's our clear direction for all energy and all dimensions, including this one, and the dimension of you and your body and your mind and your brain. So we're going to claim, I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, which of course, the symbol and the formula neutralizes everything but the truth around what we are directing. Okay, the second subject I want to bring up is stress, because I'm always looking at how we can create a state of physical health. And we know that the thing that breaks our body down the most is stress. So I said I want to get really definitive about what creates stress in our life. And they gave me three things. One, we have to create ourselves. We cannot allow ourselves to be affected by the world around us. Our mate, our kids, our parents, our politics, nothing. I create me. Independent of anyone else's or anything else that might be trying to affect me. Now, that ultimately doesn't mean that we don't work with other energy after we have decided our clear direction for ourselves. Number two, I have to let everybody else create them. I can't save them. I can't decide for them. I can't make them live the life that I think they should be living, because that causes me a lot of stress because I'm knocking my head against the wall. We don't have dominion over other people's creation process. We can support them. We can love them. Ultimately, they have to make their own choice. So that's number two. When we allow ourselves to get affected by what's going on around us that we have no control over, it creates a lot of stress in us. And the third thing was core belief 48. I set my little child free. Now, you should have a pretty good understanding of that so far, because it's our little child that's fighting our adult self. we're going yes, it's going no. We're going I'm brave, it's going I'm scared to death. Right? It limits our possibilities because it's trying to protect us. So let's all come together and direct and claim now. I set my little child free. I set my little child free to follow the directions of love and expansion and health and joy and compassion that I am directing myself to be. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Okay, those were two extremely big pieces of information that they brought in. Well, and because we asked, of course. Now, I've got an announcement. I am beyond excited about this, you guys. I used to do these weekends. Well, almost every year when they did it. And they're doing it again. And I could not be more excited. The ULC is putting this on. And it's the Reignite Your Light Summit. It's June 22nd through 23rd in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If there is any way you can make this weekend, you want to be there. I'm telling you, the unity, the fun, the amazing speakers, me, me, Dan Millman's going to be there. I just can't tell you of all the things I've done throughout my speaking career, this weekend has to be one of my favorites. And I've always taught a workshop while I'm there too. I haven't gotten quite that far about what we're going to do and some private sessions. But the weekend itself, you're going to hear great speakers. You're going to have so much fun. There's music. There's a great dinner. It's been one of my favorite things to do. So it will be on the e-blast tomorrow. Look for it. It is in my social media. Look for it so that you can sign up for the whole weekend. The early discount is $247, guys. Find it wherever you can find it. And be there if you can. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Okay, can I go to the calls now? Yes, I can. Let me see. Stephen keeps saying there's nobody here. Is there somebody here? 718-915, are you on?
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's your name, baby?
Ivana.
Hello, Ivana. What can we do for you today?
Ivana.
Okay, Divana, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to a general reading. I'm in a homeless shelter and it's kind of overwhelming.
Okay, well, are you new to this community, sweetheart? Okay, so you know I'm not a psychic, I'm a channel. And they would like that my channel would like to give you three things that you need to take responsibility for, Divina. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first one is literally to know that through your thoughts and your feelings, you create your own life. So right now they're saying you're defining yourself as homeless, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to begin by saying, I have a beautiful home for me and my family. I have a beautiful place to stay, whether it's an apartment, a room in a house. You already have a beautiful place for you and your family. Does that feel good to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, You're not lying to yourself. You are literally directing your energy to know that so that you can help the universe create it with you. The second thing, sheets. But give me a song, baby. Any kind of song that drops in.
Me?
Yes. Give me a song. Any song that pops into your little bean brain.
Thank you. Next, Ariana Grande.
Okay. So, the channel would like to encourage you to live in more gratitude. So, thank you. Thank you for this shelter that's keeping me and my family safe and warm right now. And thank you, universe, that you are creating this home with me right now. Okay. You for sure you can do it, and you're the only one that can do it, baby. So the third thing.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
You know, some days are better. I'm in a hotel room, and you know, some days are better than others, and some days I am. You know, gracious that we do have a roof over our head and, you know, heat. And if we get hot, we have the air conditioner. But I also feel like, as a mom, like, my kids don't deserve to be in this predicament. So I have a lot of guilt towards myself.
Okay, but sweetheart, all that guilt is wasted energy that you could be using creating the positive stuff you want.
Yes.
So they're taking me to this core belief. Somewhere when you were a little girl, you learned incorrectly, but you learned that you weren't safe when you created what you wanted and got what you wanted. That's the biggest thing in your way right now. You've got to know that you're safe to be powerful, and you're safe to get what you want. When you work with your own powerful creative ability, that's when you're safest in this world. So we're going to balance this. This is for everybody, guys. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Did you understand all that, baby?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to really hold your focus on that and trust that when you do that, the more you do that, the more joyfully you do that, the more you're going to create this safety of a beautiful place for your family. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Many blessings to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Gina in Wyoming. Gina, you there?
Yeah, hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Well, I am moving. I was supposed to move in, supposed to leave in like 3 days, and that has been extended because I cannot get myself to start packing.
Oh, that's BS. BS, Gina. BS. And that is not standing for beauty school. Okay. What do you mean you can't get yourself to pack? I mean, that's just, come on. Come on.
Well,
you know better than that from listening to this show. Come on. So you're not choosing to find the time to pack, which means you don't really want to leave. So why don't you want to leave?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, a part of me loves it here.
That's a true statement.
And I just am scared, I guess.
What are you scared of? Put it into words. I'm scared what?
I'm scared. I don't know. This sounds
You're scared you can't do it, Gina.
Yeah.
You're scared you can't do it and you can't do it successfully. So obviously this goes back to, well, they're saying around 3 years old, your dad came in first and then your mom. So did you witness them not being able to create on for themselves?
To me, what's popping up is my brother was terrorized me, and they didn't believe me or help me. It's
okay.
Like.
So you want to be clear that when you get mm-hmm. out into the world on this new adventure,
mm-hmm.
the entire universe and everybody in it comes forward to help you, to take care of you, to believe you and believe in you. But you got to create that yourself. Because if you go out with this subconscious belief that you're not going to be heard, you're not going to be honored, and you're not going to be taken care of, and that's the electrical signal that you're sending out, that's what you're going to attract back to you to prove to yourself that this is still, quote, real, unquote, because that's your belief system. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, guys, we create how I see me, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. So right now, do your own with us. Gina wants to see herself as successful and powerful and creating what she wants in a safe way. She wants to see a world where all that's possible. And she wants to see the world seeing her as someone to be honored, to be heard, to be listened to be believed, and to work with. And then all the components come together. Because right now, Gina, you're judging everybody out there as not going to be on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You can't judge energy that you want to be a part of. So
yeah.
Get busy creating exactly what you want instead of allowing the fear to create it for you. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right,
thank
babe.
You so much.
You bet, you bet. Come on, guys, we can do this. We have to do this. We know how to do this. Right? My goodness, we've got, I think, a lot of new callers on today. Jen in Long Island. Are you on?
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
yep.
Babe.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty
we
fabulous.
We have met before through Kirk. We've met before through Kirk Larson.
Oh, yes. Yes, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling to find out if there was any energetic reason for me having surgery this week. I had my appendix removed.
There's always energetic things behind physical things. Always. Do I need the body book? Oh, good, because I don't have it. Sheets.
Yeah.
But give me a song, baby.
Whistle While You Work.
Okay. So, it's funny, your appendix burst. And what do our appendix do? Can you tell me?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well,
It didn't burst. It did not burst. I was fortunate. And I'm healing very quickly.
Okay. Is Kirk there with you?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody look up what your appendix does, because we need that information while you and I talk.
Okay.
What service does the appendix, serve us?
Yeah, he's going
to
check it out. Yeah, I had a few weeks. Kirk's looking it up now.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, I had my yearly physical. Everything seemed to be great. I started to do my cholesterol was like 0.2 above. So I started to eat a little bit better, which I think I eat anyway good. And was feeling great, and then all of a sudden got really fatigued for about a week, and then I had this bout of appendicitis. And
okay, so stop. So it is hooked in with your physical, and then they're taking me to your mom. So
okay,
what comes up when I say when your mom had a physical?
Oh, my mom had a physical right before she passed away.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
You've connected your subconscious with having a physical equals some kind of health catastrophe. It does. Does Kirk have it up yet? The appendix?
Yeah, the appendix still is unclear. It may be used to prevent illness, but when it becomes inflamed, it can be removed. They still don't know. It's vague.
Well,
Genevieve did have her physical less than a month ago.
Yeah, and it's all tied into that, and her mom dying right after a physical that she took. But there's a metaphor. Okay, there's a metaphor they want us to get to around the appendix, and we're going to a core belief in order to get there. This page here, 1 through 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Okay, so mom has a physical. She dies. Physical equals I'm not supposed to be here, so I'm going to leave. I'm going to look up. Jen, will you please email me? I will not remember it because I'm in the channel. Email me to email you what I find under appendicitis. Is that what
okay.
It was, appendicitis?
Yes.
I have the body book.
Yes. It didn't burst. It was an abscess. It just was appendicitis. It had to be removed because it was infection.
Infection. Okay. That's where we're going, Kirk. We're going to infection. We're not going to appendicitis. So if you'll email me, Jen, I'll get it to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. But in the meantime, tell your little girl you don't have to relive your mom's story, please. Any of it, unless you want it.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Feels good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Dee. So,
what's up?
What's up? So I'll remind you, because I'm sure you remember, but some of your listeners may not have heard. I was on the call a few weeks ago. Just started a brand new sales job with like an amazing company with amazing people who really get this work. And I was, you know, really all full of joy. And I asked what the channel had for me. And your response was just remember to keep doing the work. And I said, great. I felt like I was doing the work and I, you know, to get this job and I was where I wanted to be. And the first couple of weeks went great. And then they didn't go so great. So first of
that's
all,
that's not true.
Thank you. Okay.
They went according to your belief system. So what's the belief that everything, because I think this is kind of a pattern, Brian, if I remember some older stuff here.
Okay. Yep.
Where things take off really well and start really well, and then they kind of fall apart and you lose your focus and you start looking for what's wrong, and then stuff starts creating around that. So what happened?
Yeah.
What happened a week to a week and a half after you were there with another male?
With another male? Oh boy. It simply might have been a customer dealing with who decided to change his mind.
Yep.
And things weren't progressing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's enough. And I realized it in myself last week. You know, I'm working like a banshee, and I went to audition for this series that's on and play a therapist. Well, for God's sake, I do that 5 times a day, every day, right? I went in, I nailed that audition, and I didn't get it. And that's enough to go, oh, wow, maybe the winning streak's shutting down here. That's just where we go. And I caught myself having that thought, and I went, oh, for God's sake, Dee, stop it. If not this one, then another one. You know, maybe you just want to create a week off for yourself, because I've like been going like a banshee, and April is flipping crazy. So that's what it's about, Brian. And now they want to take me to a core belief. This page here, 2, 25, 26. Okay, my I am presence does not create for me, and that's kind of what I was talking about in the beginning. Your I am presence, guys, is literally your creative ability. That's why anything in any way that you say after I am is going to be the focus of the electrical charge you send out. So, Brian, you didn't start this new job to prove to them that you were perfect. You started this new job for you. But when I say, you see, you created the new job and then you stopped creating what you wanted in the new job. Is that true? Okay, well, stop it. You guys, stop it. Let me tell you, the more you start receiving your creation, the more you focus on continuing to create.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all it is, Brian. It's all it is. Get your focus back. Say exactly what you want at this job. And by the way, guys, if you're wanting to be an actor, if you're in sales, if you're whatever you're doing, call in the people and the opportunities that are a perfect match to you, that will be completed joyfully and successfully with you. You know, we don't want to throw our pearls before swine and keep learning what we have to redo in this creation process. Okay? You got it, Brian?
I got it.
Okay, sit down. Write out exactly what your goals are to accomplish in this job and your life. Feel into that, commit to that, and then invite the universe to create it with you. Thank you very much. Love you.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Love you too, Dee. Bye.
We're going to Miss Luz in Massachusetts. Hi, honey. Luz, you there?
Hi,
sweet thing.
Can you hear me?
I can. Good grief. What's going on?
That's exactly what I'm calling. So my voice, I'm having
I'm
always like, I'm the most perfect, healthy person, and all of a sudden I got this, and I know it has to do with my power.
Okay, so Luz, first of all, guys, you see, again, this is what we do. I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, and then, you know, we get a little compromised, and we go, oh, I'm not healthy. What you just said to me was, now I'm not a healthy person. I'm usually a healthy person, but I'm not a healthy person now.
No, that is not what
That's what you just said to me, Luz. So if you said that to me, that's a belief, and it's a natural, normal belief that we're taught, that as soon as we don't feel healthy, we're not healthy anymore. And we have to hold on to the knowing that we are. That's the first thing. The second thing is they want you to get clear about what you're not speaking up for dear God, and it's sex. So do you want to talk about that with me?
Again?
You're not speaking your truth and speaking up around something that has to do with sex.
With sex.
Yep. So do you want to discuss your sex life and what you're wanting? Or I don't know how much you want to go into this, baby.
I don't even know where to start with this. I wasn't expecting this.
Me either.
I was expecting it to be more around work, which is where I'm actually being confronted.
Yeah, but that's, well, you know, sex is when masculine and feminine energy have to come together and connect and work together. So in that aspect at work, you need to, well, this is mostly within you, and then it starts showing up in your life. You want to make sure that your masculine and feminine are working together in an equally balanced way. That means my divine hits, my instinct, my creativity, and my power to carry that out is working together in harmony and balance with each other. So speak up for equality. Not male, female, guys, masculine and feminine, like the egg and the sperm have to come together to create the baby. In all creation, masculine and feminine must work together. So we're claiming, I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. That's what it is, Luz. So just keep saying to yourself, I give myself permission to speak my truth about the balance of masculine and feminine energy in my life. That's your statement. Okay?
How about my sinus?
It's all connected. Your throat is actually from your sinus, baby. It's from like post-nasal drip stuff.
So are you saying that it's for me not speaking my truth?
Well, they gave you the statement. Did you get it? If not, listen back to the show again. Okay? They gave you the statement about speaking your truth around masculine and feminine energy being in balance and working together. That's it.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. Guys, look, I hear sometimes when I tell you, or what the channel tells you what it is, I hear the doubt in your voices. All I can tell you is I have 200% belief in the accuracy of this channel. So, like a good student, of course, you're your own creators, but I would take the advice and I would go, okay, I asked, I received, and now I'm going to trust that this is correct and I'm going to start working on this. Just trusting and doing. Okay. We're going to Sharon in California. Hi, honey, you're on. You're not on. There you're on. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Hi, Dee. How you doing?
Good, baby. What's up?
Well, about a year ago, I walked away from a job that was no longer serving me. I felt guided to do that. And since then, I felt guided to write a book, which I did. And recently, I've been looking for work to pay my bills. And I found two jobs, but they total 11 hours, not quite paying the bills. And I'm just wondering, am I missing something? What should I be focusing
well,
on?
Well, yeah, because there's a part of you that just doesn't want to work. Now, as soon as I said that, could you feel that? There's a part of you that goes, geez, this was a really nice year I took off writing this book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what you have to know, Sharon, is if you want to go back and work for a while and make some money, great. You can always take another year off to write another book whenever you want to, when you're able to. You can create it how you want it, but you have to get clear, guys, about what you want first. That's why I wrote that e-blast about me finding out how important it was for me to stay at home. That, you know, if I wanted to travel 3, maybe up to 4 weeks, but other than that, I don't want to go to Europe and work for 4 months. But I had to be given that opportunity before I realized how important being home was to me. And then I could put that in the totality of what I want to create. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing that's in your way, because what you described is that you brought in jobs, you attracted jobs to you, but they were jobs that didn't make you work a lot. Okay, so how many hours do you want to work a week? Not have to. How many hours do you want to?
Like 20 hours.
Okay, is that going to pay the bills?
No, if I'd have to get good paying job.
Okay, so what you want is a great paying job where you're really happy, that gives you a little bit of playroom, they're saying, and a job where you can joyfully pay your bills and that allows you to be creative and do your other stuff on the side until you decide you want to do it. But you see, that's asking for everything you want. And so you've got to know that you can create absolutely everything you want, and then you ask for it. All right?
Okay. Is the book something I'm like, because I like put a lot of effort into it, but I'm not sure what to do with it.
What do you mean you're not sure what to do with it? You're sure. You want it out to the world, don't you?
Yeah. I just don't know if, okay, I guess I have a lot of doubt. I don't know if it's good enough,
and,
if it's
whatever. But you see, your self-doubt, which is nobody else's doubt, your self-doubt is keeping you from taking the steps to put it out there because you're afraid through your doubt that you'll hear it's not good.
Right.
So then you just don't put it out there. So then
well,
you never know.
I have put it out there, and I've gotten rejected a few times, not a lot, but I know you have to put it out there a lot.
Well, yeah, it took Steven Spielberg 12 years before somebody wanted to make E.T.
Right.
But the other thing is, Sharon, and my daughter's just researched this to death, a lot of times you're better off self-publishing.
Yeah. Okay. I'll look into that, too.
But, you see, if we self-publish, then we have to come forward and go, this book's good, and I'm getting this out.
Right.
I'm making this available to people because this is good, and people need this book, want this book.
Okay?
Okay. Hold on. Is there anything else? No. That's it. You're welcome, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Take care. Okay.
Guys, you've got to put it out there. Your belief is what is the most important up front. Your belief. Okay, Miss Randy in Colorado, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby. What's up?
I think similar to what other people are saying, I would like to create a job that's closer to my home with more money. That
okay.
I'm excited to work with.
So my pendulum goes right to no. And the first thing that comes in, Rand, that just means something needs to be balanced around you saying what you want. So So you, part of you is saying, yes, I want this job. And the other part of you is saying, no, I don't. So what's the part of you that doesn't really want the job?
I think that I don't really know what I want.
Exactly. Okay, well, then you're not going to be able to create it, Randy. So do you have a pencil and paper?
Yeah, my pen's running out of ink, yes.
Okay, so the very first thing, and everybody listen, stop what you're doing and listen. Get a pencil and a piece of paper. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing you want to write down around any creation is great health and wellness. The second thing, great money flow. The third thing is joy, respect, honor, and happiness in whatever I create. Fourth thing, people whom I respect and who respects me and honors me. Honor is a big word for you. And the last thing that everybody wants is balance. You want to create a job that allows you to have balance in your life, which is the channel saying your biggest fear, Randy. Oh, my God, what if I, you know, I'm not going to have time for this, I'm not going to have time for that, I'm not going to have time for my kids or whatever it is. Again, you create it the way you want it. You understand? So you see, you do know a lot more than you think you do. But you guys go for what exactly kind of job do I want instead of the important attributes of any job in all your lives. The things we just listed apply to every single one of us. In the creation of what we want those creations to embrace and envelop all those attributes that we just wrote down. So start there. Go into your love place first and really feel into what it feels like to have a job that gives you all those things, that is all those things. Okay? Start there, Randy.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. You bet. All righty. Where are we going? Where are Lena in Oklahoma? You be on.
Hello, Dee. Thank you. Hi. Thank you for your channeled information yesterday.
You're welcome.
Because that's been really big with me. And I want to thank all the other callers because a lot of what was said today has resonated on some level with me.
Always we find that in this community, always. You know, when two or more are joined together, they share an energetic pattern. So what do you bring to the table? What can you add for us to look at today?
I would like to work at, I think, some inner child stuff.
Okay.
Or subconscious stuff. I have a tribe that I was with, but I'm not with right now. And it's nothing to do with them. It's all with me. And it's like, I'm not sure I access.
State your question in one sentence, baby.
I'm not sure that I access my subconscious mind. It's like my inner girl is very afraid to get what she wants because I'm different.
Okay. So you stated that core belief really clearly. I'm afraid to get what I want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what's the opposite positive that you want to start telling your brain to start accepting?
That I want to know, that I choose to have every, to know and to have and to receive everything that my, everything that I've ever desired.
Yeah.
And that
my, okay.
That my little girl has ever desired.
But you see, your little girl doesn't think she's worthy to get everything she wants. So what was the message that she was taught when she was little? Because very few of us, if any of us guys, heard the words, oh, you can have anything you want in this world, baby. You're so powerful. You can just have anything you ever want. Most of us heard, can't have everything you want, you know.
Yeah.
So let's
start
there, all of us. We got that message. Your mom did what?
I was going to say, like, I always wanted stuff. Always. And my mom always, even to this day, my family does it. You can't do this. And no. And
okay, that's exactly what they talked about around stress at the beginning of the call.
Mm-hmm.
Is I have to create me. No matter what's going on around me, no matter what limiting statements other people give me, no matter about any of that, I have to create me. And right now, you're trying to break out and be that real you that you were when you were little, going, I want this, I want this, and I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Before the world told us we couldn't because they were taught they couldn't, and the sins of the fathers got passed down. And the channel is saying to you, you can, and you will, and you must create yourself. So whenever you hear you can't do that, you go, well, watch me. God and I have a different plan. They told me I'd never have a baby, but I did not let them define my creative abilities. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Then I want you to put your big girl panties on. You're not that little girl that they can speak to like that anymore. You have control of going out and doing and creating what you want now, Lena. And that's what you've got to teach yourself and reparent your little girl to go, you know what, understand why you bought it back then, but we're not going to buy it now. Now we're going to go create who we are. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Woof. That's a good end because it really wrapped it up from the very beginning. So around everything we've talked about today, please join me. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Everything we've spoke about today is balanced for everyone who is here live and everyone who hears this and agrees to create themselves around the information they hear today. It's balanced. It's done. And now we joyfully step out and take some action, some great action. All right, my guys. Boy, this show went fast for me. Again, Reignite Your Light Summit. Oh, my gosh, you guys, June 22nd, 23rd. If you can be there in Fort Lauderdale, be there. You are going to love this weekend. And say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio,
iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.